most of the time, if one media outlet gives a report, for example, on drone attacks, so another one will also be forcing his reporter in the region to and will be expecting from him a report which might be better than the other one, with the sound bites of the people. Maybe the outlet will be also expecting that he or she should give some pictures of the area which has been hit by the drone attack, and that makes trouble for them, in the sense that nobody can go to those areas, and if a journalist tries to go there, they are sure for inviting trouble for themselves.
And who are these journalists who are operating in these regions? Are they from other parts of the country and then get a professional work assignment and get sent to a more rural area? Or are they locals who are hired maybe from that area?
No, these are local journalists. I would say that no one from the down districts of Pakistan, no journalists from the down districts of Pakistan are coming for themselves to go to Swat Valley or to Waziristan or to, say, Khurram tribal region. Most of these guys are local people. These are very dangerous areas. Then language is also a barricade. If someone comes from Karachi or Lahore, his first problem is language, and he can be easily identified by locals as well as by the militant groups and also by the security agencies. So for someone outside the local zone, it's difficult for them to do journalism in those trouble zones. But mostly the victims are the local journalists.
And for these people who undertake this work in these dangerous places, why is it? You have several reporters who are working in these regions. What motivates them to go out and do this every day?
You know, when they work for a foreign news agency, so they are good paymasters. Maybe they have also their mission, journalistic mission, to expose their region, to expose the regional politics to the rest of Pakistan and the rest of the world. That also might be one reason. But money is also one attraction. If you are working in a tribal area for a news agency, which is a foreign news agency, so I think they would love to work for them. As long as the local media is concerned, so I think these journalists who are based in tribal zones, they are no more working for the newspapers. They are mostly working for the TV channels, the private TV channels, and that also has its own attraction. These are young guys. They want to do adventures, but at the same time, they don't know how to manipulate and how to go ahead with the story, and in the end, they sometimes get in trouble.
With all these dangers and risks in journalism in Pakistan, are you seeing that journalists are being intimidated and are not going into the profession, or are there more people interested in this profession now than, say, there were 5 years ago?
It depends. I have seen journalists who were covering war on terror, but after 2 or 3 years, they stopped it, and they moved to urban centers where they are involved in political issues. And there are guys who continue, who like to cover war on terror, and some of them died. We have seen 8 have been killed in 2010, and every year we see that journalists in Pakistan either receive threats, they are either gunned down, or some of them even forced to resign the media organization. It depends. But journalism is still considered a sister or brother of the show business industry, and youngsters like it. Television is a big screen in Pakistan. Its charm is too much, and that I think television is attracting many youngsters towards itself.